From the CBS Chicago newsroom, I'm Audrina Sinclair, and here are the stories making news right now. This morning, the search continues for former NFL player Sergio Brown. Relatives say they last heard from Brown and his mother, Myrtle, on Thursday. Then on Saturday, Myrtle's body was recovered from a creek less than 100 yards from her home in suburban Maywood. The Cook County Medical Examiner said she died of multiple injuries from an assault. Now neighbors are helping with a timeline, saying they last saw the two in person on Thursday, and a Ring doorbell from one neighbor captured Sergio taking out trash and burning clothes in a bonfire. Illinois is now the first state in the country to end cash bail as the so-called Safety Act goes into effect. Judges can still keep people accused of serious crimes behind bars before trial. They will look at the nature of the crime, the suspect's background, and decide whether that suspect is a danger to the community if released. Critics of cash bail say it's unfair to minorities and the poor, upending lives of some former defendants who are unable to make bail. And in the south suburbs this morning, grief counselors will be on hand at Hillcrest High School in Country Club Hills after a 14-year-old student was shot to death Friday after the homecoming football game. Police say officers were dispersing a group of people when someone opened fire. The victim, Marshawn Mitchell, was shot several times. His mother told CBS2 Marshawn had been a student at Hillcrest for just 1 week. He had transferred there and was hoping to join the football team. We're told there are still no arrests in the case. Your forecast today, partly sunny with a high temperature around 72 degrees. From the CBS 2 Newsroom, I'm Audrina Sinclair.